was about to say, please be seated. If you are standing up at home, you can sit. The last couple of weeks have been tough. These last Gospels have been hard. Jesus was laying it out to the disciples, explaining how difficult it is to follow him. Jesus tells his followers that following him will not be easy. He said, there are few laborers, and there's a lot of work to be done, that they will be imprisoned and tortured, that family will turn against each other and betray each other, that divisions will follow those who follow him. And he told his disciples, don't expect to be treated better than what I have been treated. So, okay, who is still on board with this project of being a follower of Jesus? Who wants to follow this when Jesus just says, this is going to be really, really hard? Jesus, I think, knowing that this is a hard ask for his followers, in today's very short gospel passage, I think he brings some hope, some consolation. Now, what does Jesus offer as this comfort to his followers once he has laid out this difficult mission he's entrusted them? This is what he says. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Jesus offers welcome as the promise and the reward. Jesus invites his followers to receive gladly, to be receptive to others, to be hospitable. That for Jesus was the best way he could encourage his followers to accept the difficult challenge of his mission. With all the suffering that might come, Jesus promises, don't worry, you will be welcomed. You will be received by others, by his followers. And I want you to let that sink in. Of all the things Jesus could have said to encourage them, to give them hope, what he says is, look for welcome. And in that welcome, you will receive the strength, the hope, the consolation. I think this is a very strange promise, especially for our mainstream American society, which we value so much individualism. I can do this on my own. I don't need anybody. I'm in this by myself. What does this promise of welcome mean to a society like ours? A society some people have called who has the Lone Ranger syndrome. For a majority of societies around the world, welcoming is essential. Some cultures and societies that we might categorize as primitive or poor, welcoming is the foundation, the pillar of those cultures. In ancient Middle Eastern cultures, hospitality, the welcome was fundamental, sacrosanct. The great sin in ancient cultures was not to be hospitable. And the famous sin of Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing to do with being gay. It had to do with a group, a community that did not welcome the stranger amongst themselves. When living conditions are hard, we still have each other. And that is the hope and the promise, I believe, that Jesus was telling his disciples. He was saying, it's going to be hard, but you have someone who will be there to welcome, to embrace, to accept you, to encourage you. And I think this message of welcome, this message of being in this together is so, so important in this moment of our history. With this global pandemic that is isolating us, when we're feeling excluded, when we can't join together in church, it's so difficult. When we just experience the political and social upheaval, the racial injustice and violence that we're watching and experiencing and hearing about, isn't this time to reevaluate our Lone Ranger syndrome? Isn't this time to say, this doesn't work? As a society, doing it on our own, not needing anybody, of an entrenched individualism, Jesus says, it's just not going to work. When things get tough, it is when we need more of each other. That is why he says, it is going to be hard, but remember, welcome, welcome. What would it take for our culture, our society, to be a culture of solidarity, of hospitality, of welcome, of acceptance, of more solidarity, of being kind to each other, even if we disagree in fundamental issues? How can we be more communitarian in our attitudes and behaviors? And one thing, it's not only important to be welcome to others, but I think welcoming is something to be practiced with ourselves. A welcoming culture is a culture where I am open to receive the help from others. So it's not only us being welcoming to others, but am I open to be welcomed by someone else? And that sometimes can be as hard or even harder for some. Remember, what Jesus promises disciples, he doesn't tell them, apostles, you have to be welcoming. He says, it's going to be hard, but there will be others who will welcome you, who will lift the load over your shoulders. He is inviting me, I believe, to not only be welcoming to all, but to ask myself, how can I receive the welcome of others? A welcoming society is not only one which welcomes actively others, but it relinquishes this idea that I can do it on my own. I don't need anybody. It is a culture that is open to receive help from others. Do we see this in ourselves? In our conversations around race, we've been having a lot of conversations in the Village Green, and that has been one of the conversations. How can we be welcoming to others who are different from us? But sometimes we have to wonder, and how can I, those others, how can I be welcomed by them? Letting go of my sense of control, letting go of my sense of being the center. How can I open myself to receive help from the other? Now, this welcoming culture, this welcoming attitude is not only an outward expression of some desire to be hospitable, but a welcoming is an outward expression of something that is very deep. It's an inner attitude, a virtue that erupts from the heart, spilling out towards others. Father Thomas Keating wrote about welcoming. He says, welcoming is a spiritual practice of letting go in the present moment, in the ordinary routines of daily life. And one of Father Keating's collaborators, Mary Morozowski, wrote, to welcome and to let go is one of the most radically loving, faith-filled gestures we can make in each moment of each day. It is an open-hearted embrace of all that is in ourselves and in the world. And she developed what she called a welcoming prayer. She had like three steps, and I want you to share, it might be useful to some of us. It says, first of all, feel in and sink into what you experience in this moment in your body. Sometimes when we watch the news or read the paper or perturbed about what we're experiencing, this pandemic, just sit down. Stay quiet. Sink in and feel, what am I experiencing in this moment in my body? Maybe it's my heart fluttering. Maybe my feet are dangling, they're moving. I feel a knot in my stomach. And then she says, welcome. Welcome what you're experiencing in this moment in your body as an opportunity to consent to the divine indwelling within you. And then let go. Let go by saying, I let go and embrace this moment as it is. So I want to invite us, all of us in this week, to meditate on this invitation of Jesus, the promise of welcome. To welcome others, to be open to be welcomed yourself, to let go of the sense of control and allow yourself to be helped by others. And thirdly, by this deep spiritual welcome of what is. And for this, I would like to end with a prayer written by Father Thomas Keating. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it's for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. And I open to the love and presence of God and God's action within me. Amen.
Amen.